Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Agriculture Minister says he is not considering an extension to the slurry spreading season. It's emerged a new coastal location code system launched in Donegal has already been used in an emergency just 2 weeks after it came on stream. The number of people contacting Focus Ireland because they're homeless or at risk of losing their home has reached a record high. Lower-income households with children aren't seeing the same growth levels compared to the wider population. And we hear from Glenty Square, a local councillor says the level of DCB homes in the area has been grossly underestimated. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin with the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, who says he's not considering an extension to the slurry spreading season. It follows a call from the Association of Farm and Forestry Contractors in Ireland, which says extreme weather conditions over the summer have resulted in less fertiliser than usual being spread. Martin Hayden says he doesn't believe changing the regulations would be helpful.
Spreading artificial fertiliser beyond the 15th of September would have a pretty minimal impact on grass growth because you're moving out of the high grass growing season, but potentially would have a negative impact on water quality when there's so much nitrogen in the soil. So farmers know that date. They have applied fertiliser in recent weeks as their grass, on the advice of Teagas, as their grass has greened, as it's tillered, then it was the time to consider spreading fertiliser.
It's emerged a new coastal location code system has already been used in an emergency just 2 weeks after it was launched. The initiative was developed following an incident in which Councillor Brian Carr and two young family members were swept out to sea with emergency services initially unable to locate them. Speaking to Donnamarie Doherty at a meeting this afternoon of Glenty's Municipal District, Councillor Carr said he's pleased to learn the system's already proved helpful and he believes it has the potential to be rolled out right across Donegal. And further afield.
It's on six beaches. Hopefully they'll get it rolled out now to the blue flag beaches and the designated bathing areas within Donegal, which will number about 21, 22 beaches in total. That will be able to give us a chance to iron out all the teething problems or any issues with them codes and then look for funding to definitely roll it out from Derry, anti-clockwise, around County Donegal. The number started in number one up beside Derry and down around Bundoran it's about 160. So there's about 160 locations in between on the coast of Donegal that I would love these signs up.
This has come from your own personal experience, which is a year past now. The emergency services had difficulty locating you and your family.
That's correct, yeah. That's where it all stemmed from. It was an incident that brought this forward and brought myself, and when I have the opportunity in the council, I brought a motion forward. My wife spent 7 minutes trying to give directions to the ambulance service. The helicopter flew over us as well. So it's a code to give the emergency services a quicker and a better opportunity to get there faster because they know exact location where that number is.
And that was Councillor Brian Carr. The number of people contacting Focus Ireland because they're homeless or at risk of losing their home has reached a record high. The charity's latest annual report shows 18,800 people engaged with their services last year. That includes almost 4,800 children, a 6% increase compared to the year before. Meanwhile, lower income households with children aren't seeing the same growth levels compared to the wider population. The latest study by the ESRI found an additional 30,000 children still living in poverty. The figures from 2024 show 200,000 children experiencing poverty, rising to 260,000 when housing costs are taken into account. Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Barra Rountree, says increases in social welfare payments for families haven't kept pace with the cost of living.
We are seeing strong growth in income from employment for families further up the income distribution, but not so much for some of those with kids. So there's a few things going on, but actually really what we've seen since COVID is that the growth that we've experienced in household incomes isn't maybe being shared as equally as it used to be. We don't need to go back to the Celtic Tiger. Incomes at the bottom rose a lot faster than incomes higher up. But even in the recovery from 2014 to 2019, you saw that as well. And we haven't really seen that from COVID, and that's kind of knocking on and having this effect.
Well, there won't be a second tier of child benefit announced in next month's budget. Social Protection Minister Dara Cleary says he's fully committed to the idea, but is warning he'll have a smaller budget increase this year than in previous years. Minister Cleary says the policy structure of a second rate of child benefit won't be fleshed out enough to make this year's budget plans.
I need to make sure that it works. I need to make sure there are models, for instance, doing the rounds that have been proposed that would potentially, 100,000 children that are getting support at the moment through the child support payment and through the working family payment might lose that support through some of the models. That can't happen. Nobody can be worse off. And we've got to make sure the intervention is made in a way that gets children and their families out of the poverty cycle.
A heightened police presence is expected on the waterside in Derry this evening. It's after petrol bombs were thrown at police during disorder last night. A group of around 50 people gathered in the waterside area, as Chelsea Keeley now reports.
A crowd of young and older people, some described as having weapons, gathered at around 7:30 last night. When police arrived, many scattered, but some stayed behind throwing petrol bombs and dragging bins onto the road, blocking the junction at the Trench Road and Strabane Old Road. Police believe the trouble was organised, with Superintendent Sinead McIldowney calling it absolutely disgraceful and shameful. She says no officers were injured and there will be a heightened police presence in the area.
Garthy and Donegal are investigating a number of dangerous driving incidents and road traffic collisions in the vicinity of Castlefin, Liscooley and Raphoe. They happened on Friday last, September 4th, and involved a black SEAT Leon. It happened between 7 and 10pm that evening. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
A driver was waiting at a set of temporary traffic lights on the N15 near Castlefin on Friday at around 7:22pm. The light turned green and they proceeded onwards, only to be met head-on by the SEAT Leon in question, which was travelling from Killygordon to Castlefin. A collision occurred between the two cars and the SEAT left the scene immediately. No injuries were reported. On the same date, at approximately 7:34pm, a motorist reported that the car in question had overtaken their car in a dangerous manner in Liscooley and collided with the front driver's side. Both cars were headed from Killygordon to Liscooley. The SEAT Leon left the scene immediately and travelled in the direction of Carnoan. No injuries were reported. Gardaí later received a report in relation to the dangerous manner in which the car was being driven in the Derry Road area of Raphoe at around 9:35pm. Anyone with information or footage, including dash cam, is being asked to make it available to investigating Gardaí.
More and more homes in the Glenties Municipal District are showing signs of defective concrete, according to a local councillor. 100% redress, Councillor Dennis McGee says the scale of the issue has become increasingly evident since he was elected, with social homes accounting for over 100 of those houses in the region. A social housing scheme is expected to be confirmed by the end of this month, but Councillor McGee says he's not confident that will happen as quickly as indicated, particularly in terms of the availability of alternative accommodation. He's calling for the construction of a modular home village in the Glenties MD.
When I ran, we were led to believe that we had no issues in the side of the county. Now it's clear, it's down on paper, black and white, like that within the Glenties municipal area, social homes alone account for 109 houses. Now they're at different stages, but we know that these things progress, some of them faster than others. In the Glenties Municipal District area, we have a major housing shortage. Going forward, we need modular homes. We need a village so that people can leave the defective blocks, houses that they're in currently, move into these modular homes so we can move at scale. We cannot have families going into bed and breakfasts and hotels and everything else, like, you know. We need to be prepared. The government needs to recognise the problem, and that's the issue. It doesn't make sense not to be prepared now. And we have to move together as five MDs and have the same plan and present it to these guys in Dublin that make the decisions that affect our lives.
It's hoped that the social housing scheme will be rolled out now at the end of this month. Are you confident that the government will meet that deadline?
No, absolutely I'm not confident. There's nothing the government has said to me in the last 2 years would lead me to believe that the scheme will be rolled out at the end of September. What the government normally does is it announces things about 5 or 6 times. We don't have a plan. We don't know the guidelines, how it's going to work. Is it going to be by scale? Is the foundations going to be covered? If there's going to be a shortfall, who's going to pick up the shortfall? There are loads and loads of different questions that we don't have the answers for just yet.
And that was Councillor Dennis McGee speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. Over a quarter of 15-year-olds here say they use an AI chatbot for schoolwork at least once a week. That's significantly lower than the OECD average of 46%, according to a major international study. It looked at teenagers' performance in maths, science and reading across 91 countries, as well as their attitudes toward learning. 17% of Irish students reported being victim to bullying at least a few times a month, which is slightly below the OECD average. Well, the Education Minister, Hildegard Nocton, says her department will respond to those findings.
We've seen a global trend of slippage around, I suppose, reading. Although we've done very well, we're number one in the EU. But I think anecdotally, we all know the effect of, I suppose, the digital world, the phones, people's attention spans, not just young people. And we will be looking at, I suppose, these particular areas, carrying out research and responding.
Gardaí are investigating a number of alleged assault incidents that took place in the vicinity of Ballydrone Park in Burnfoot on Thursday last. Two men were involved in an altercation at around about 25 to 6 that evening, with no serious injuries sustained by either Gardaí, urging anyone who witnessed the incident to contact them in Buncrana. The backers of a new and digital gift card in Buncrana say it benefits everybody in the town. The Visit Buncrana gift card is being led by Buncrana Business Together as an upgrade to their paper vouchers, which were introduced in 2025 and generated over €100,000 in revenue for the town over the course of 9 months. The coordinator of Buncrana Business Together and owner of Food for Thought, Paul Brogan, spoke on today's Greg Hughes show.
The money, as you see, is ring-fenced, so this money cannot leave the town. And even if you're not part of the Buncrana Business Together, or you're not a business that has a card machine for the next program, your business will still benefit, because other businesses are doing well. They're paying their staff, they're hiring more staff. So at the end of the day, everybody wins. The people buying the cards wins, the people receiving the cards wins, and Buncrana Town wins. So that's the idea. It's a proven system that's available in other towns. We were just a little bit behind the run because of COVID and Brexit and other things that was going on.
A public consultation will get underway later this week on the proposed N56 Dunfanaghy to Port Nabla active travel scheme. It follows the completion of the design and environmental evaluation phase. The consultation gets underway on this coming Thursday. Katie Gillen has more.
In a letter to members in the Glenties Municipal District, officials say a Part 8 planning application will be submitted to Donegal County Council's planning section in the coming days, with the public notice being published later this week. All planning documentation will be available for public inspection at the Dunloe Public Service Centre and County House in Lifford for a period of 4 weeks, starting on this coming Thursday, September 10th, and running until Friday, the 9th of October.
And there's more detail on our website, highlandradio.com.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. Seamus Coleman says he'll make a decision on his future very soon. He's a free agent following his departure from Everton after 17 years at the club. And speaking on the Overlap podcast, Coleman admits he was going to retire at the end of last season, but was convinced to keep playing by Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson.
I probably was done 100% at the end of the season until maybe I spoke with Ireland manager, and I'd done quite well in the Ireland games over the last year, and yeah, we got close to the World Cup, we got knocked out. But he mentioned about me staying on to be part of it for the Euros in a couple of years. Now I know that's a long way away. So that kind of planted a seed in my mind. Maybe I could carry on and see what it's like.
Barry Cotter has joined CSK Sofia from Derry City. The 27-year-old makes the move to Bulgaria for an undisclosed fee. And Derry's interim boss Mark Connolly says it's a move that suited all parties. Cotter made 30 appearances for the Candy Stripes after joining on a free transfer earlier this year, and he played every single minute off the side's recent meeting in the Europa League qualifiers. Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham are among the nominees for the Ballon d'Or this year. The England captain is the bookies' favourite and is shortlisted, along with Erling Haaland and Bruno Fernandes, for the award for world football's best performer last season. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta and Aston Villa's manager Unai Emery are contenders for men's coach of the year. The ceremony takes place in London next month. The Champions League returns this evening. Last season's Europa League winners Aston Villa begin their campaign away to Belgium side Club Brugge. That game has just kicked off. Later, Manchester City will travel to Portugal to take on Porto. City are among the favourites to win the tournament, and manager Enzo Maresca knows that the Portuguese side will want to spring an early surprise.
This is a hard place to come, difficult place to come. Also this season, I think they start very good. 5 games in the league, won all of them. In the last 14-15 games in Europe, I think they just lost one. But we're going to try our best and try to win the game.
Also tonight, Jose Mourinho's Real Madrid host his former club Inter Milan. And Troy Parra could make his Champions League debut this evening as Real Betis travelled to Lille. The third round of the EFL Cup also gets underway this evening. There's an all Premier League encounter at the Stadium of Light, with Sunderland hosting Hull City from 7:45. Bournemouth play Lincoln City, and Crystal Palace entertain Middlesbrough. Newcastle are away to Millwall from 8 o'clock. West Ham will look to make it 3 championship wins on the bounce. They travel to newly promoted Bolton for an 8 o'clock start. In the 7:45 kickoffs, leaders Swansea face a tough test away to Southampton, while Jamie Vardy could be included in the Burnley squad for their clash with Wrexham. In the other matches, Cardiff take on Stoke, Sheffield United travel to Blackburn, and Watford take on Preston. Now, Liverpool's Alexis McAllister says he's upset he didn't get a new contract during the summer, having been told by the club they weren't in a position to offer him one. Argentina midfielder claims he was jealous of other players who got deals. McAllister's expires in 2028, and his manager, Antoni Iraola, says he's pleased with his commitment to the club.
We all have personal situations, no? And we have different contracts with the club. And in this case, for me, the important thing is that he wants to be here, no? Because he has been important and has played a lot of minutes that I rate him very, very highly.
There's one game as well tonight in the Irish League Premiership. The champions, Larne, are at home, and they host Bangor this evening. To Gaelic Games. Jim McGuinness will be the manager of the Donegal Senior Footballers for 2027 after he was reappointed last night. He had returned as Donegal manager back in 2023 in a 3-year term with the option of a fourth, and the Donegal County Board have now confirmed that he will be staying on for another season. He's led the team to a Division 1 league title and 2 Ulster crowns since returning to the role. The board also confirmed the appointment of Mickey McCann as Donegal Senior Hurling manager for another 2 years last night. McCann is now heading into what is his 10th season as manager of the Donegal Hurlers, and he's the second longest serving manager in intercounty hurling behind Limerick's John Kiley. On the golf front, John Rahm says Ireland will always have a special place in his heart. The former world number one is hoping to land his 3rd Irish Open golf title at Dunbeg this week. Rahm's first DP World Tour victory was at Portrush in 2017, and he added a 2nd Irish Open at Lahinch 2 years later. Once again, he is excited to tee it up in Clare this week.
As a professional golfer, when you come and you feel that appreciated, it's extremely special. It's unique. I don't know why, but Ireland's always going to be very special to me in my heart. And as golf destinations go, when anybody ever asks me, I always say, if you can go to Ireland for 10 days, very few 10 days are going to be better than that. Plus or minus weather being better or worse. But besides that, the week in general, food, the people, the atmosphere, golf, hard to beat.
Just finally in tennis, the US Open quarterfinals are taking place this evening at Flushing Meadows. Women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka faces Wimbledon champion Linda Noskova. And in an All-American clash, it's Jessica Pegula up against Emma Navarro. But in the men's draw later, Carlos Alcaraz continues his defence against the 8th seed Ben Shelton. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today. Here in Highland, we will of course be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. The new chair of Donegal ATB says he believes there will be movement on the 3-school campus in his native Buncrana in the not-too-distant future. Councillor Fionnán Bradley says after planners sought further information on the planning application, he's hopeful the process will begin to move speedily once again.
The council and the ETB are working through the further information piece and it's expected that that will be lodged certainly by the deadline of the 30th of October and hopefully in advance of that. At which point the planning section in Donegal County Council will then make a decision on it, and hopefully the planning will be approved for the project. And as well as that, Donegal ETB have included the 3-school campus within their submission to the Department of Education for the next round of funding under the National Development Plan. So things are moving with it, and I do expect in the next few short weeks that we'll have some major announcements in relation to the project, and hopefully that will move forward.
HSE Connecting for Life Donegal, in partnership with An Garda Síochána, An Post and Alone, are launching a new loneliness initiative tomorrow. It highlights the important role that neighbours, community organisations, postal workers and others who regularly interact with older residents can play in recognising the signs of loneliness and helping people connect with support. The launch takes place on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in An Greenan Theatre, Letterkenny. It coincides with World Suicide Prevention Day and Green Ribbon Month. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Gerard McNamee says it's important that people know where to seek help.
It encourages Donegal communities to look out for one another and to act early when someone appears to be isolated. This initiative strengthens that commitment by ensuring older people know where to turn and who to call and what supports are available to them, Greg, when in need. And also, in conjunction with that, the BRAVE programme, the Suicide Alertness Training for Young People, will also be launched that day. There will also be some entertainment provided by the local wellness cafe and light refreshments also served. And everyone again, Greg, is welcome to come along and join us on that occasion.
And an online event is taking place next week to help Donegal parents support children who have lost a sibling. Bereavement support group Anam Cara will host their first bereavement information evening on this day week, Tuesday, September 15th at 7 o'clock. The event on Zoom will offer guidance and reassurance to parents as they try to support their children while also navigating their own grief. More details and a Zoom link to the meeting available on our website, highlandradio.com. Weather forecast blustery with sunny spells and scattered showers this evening, clearing as fresh northwesterly winds ease. Tonight will be mostly dry with clear spells and isolated showers, cool with lows to temperatures 7 to 10 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow staying mostly dry with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, just some light showers, clearing in the morning, cloud increasing tomorrow evening in top temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees Celsius, light to moderate west to southwest winds. Looking now at the closing stories on this Tuesday evening. The new coastal location code system has already been used in an emergency just 2 weeks after it was launched. The initiative was developed following an incident in which Councillor Brian Carr and two young family members were swept out to sea, with emergency services initially unable to locate them. The number of people contacting Focus Ireland because they're homeless or at risk of losing their home has reached a record high. Meanwhile, lower income households with children aren't seeing the same growth levels compared to the wider population. That's according to the latest ESRI study on child poverty. And more homes in the Glenties Municipal District are showing signs of defective concrete, according to a local councillor. Councillor Dennis McGee says of those homes, over 100 are social homes. He's calling for the construction of a modular home village in the Glenties MD, saying the figures for the area have been grossly underestimated. And as repairs continue, plus a new social home scheme comes into effect, people will need somewhere to go. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, September 8th. The death has taken place of Donal Daniel Boyce, Derry Hare of Creasla, and formerly of Carrigart and Slough, Berkshire. His remains are reposing at his home in Derry Hereff until 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. A one-way system is in operation. Please enter via Muckish Road across from Doe Graveyard. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla on Thursday at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Teresa McDade Bun Kilkenny Mallon. Teresa's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Carndonna Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Michael Gill, Claremont Mons Derry and Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Michael's remains are reposing at his home in Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 10 a.m. in St Mary's Oratory, followed by burial in Cockhill Graveyard. The death has taken place of Hugh Wells, Duballa, Letterkenny, reposing at Lily Hill Funeral Home and Crematorium, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, today from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Service there tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by cremation. Family, flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Mickey McAteer, late of 8 Carrigullen Road, Strabane, reposing at his niece Laura's home at 68 Laurel Drive, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and before the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Jimmy McGill, the Yankee, I Ardra, reposing at his home in Eye until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of James Boner, late of Deira Anagree, reposing at McGlynn's funeral home until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening, followed by private removal to his home, which is private to family only, please. Removal tomorrow to St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagree, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the new graveyard in Anagree. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live or the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Eileen McLaughlin at Ní Héireann, formerly of Lavery Fold and Temple Grove Derry, reposing at her daughter Leon's home, 18 Greenhall Manor. Rosary tonight at 9:30 with house private, please, after the rosary. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Cathedral, followed by interment in Our Lady of Lourdes Cemetery, Inch Island. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Columba House. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.